My dear, dear friends, it's an honor to speak with you today, especially with a message that comes to us from today's lectionary. We see the texts that we read today are full of hope and full of love, newness, and assurance. Also, it's quite fitting that this may be my last time with you as a deacon in the Diocese of Missouri. Who knows what the future will bring? For you see, I have taken a new secular job with a company, and Todd and I are relocating. Next weekend, we will travel to Washington State, and I will begin work, and Todd will go house hunting. As you can imagine, this has been a very exciting and stressful and scary time for us, and the unknown often is. Of course, there is sadness, for we have come to love many of you as dear friends and colleagues, mentors, and confidants. And I'm a bit nostalgic as we approach this end to our time in Missouri. I remember distinctly the anxiousness I had when we first moved here from Chicago. Chicago, for the most part, is a very open and accepting community. Todd and I had just the previous year had a marriage, a union ceremony at that time, at All Saints Episcopal Church in Ravenswood. We lived in a neighborhood with many other gay couples and did not feel any concern over walking hand in hand or kissing each other goodbye outside of our two flat. I remember thinking, I have lived in Missouri. I know they're a little bit behind Chicago when it comes to acceptance of LGBT people. So when we moved, I knew that we did not want to live in the county. And we wanted to find ourselves and worship in an accepting congregation. That's when we got online and we searched for the LGBT ministries of the diocese. And luckily we discovered the Oasis congregations. That is what eventually led us to the cathedral. Here we found a home of misfits to belong with. It was here as well where I finally stopped trying to postpone God's nagging of me to follow my call, and I seriously began my discernment. Some of you were on my committee, and some who are on that committee have passed away to that greater banquet. I was an acolyte for you. I was the master of acolytes and head verger before being ordained and made your deacon, and eventually the archdeacon for the diocese. You welcomed my parents as members when they were baptized, and you helped my family and I to lay my father to rest in the columbarium. This is a place of importance to us, a place of good memories, a place of love and support. And yet, as I recognize the importance of this cathedral, I cannot just define our experience of love and support to these walls. As a deacon and as the archdeacon, I was an active member in worship with other communities of this diocese. Most importantly, my beloved deaconess and house community. Also, all the other congregations that I traveled to worship with and to preach for, traveling from Poplar Bluff to Hannibal, from St. Louis to Rolla, I have experienced the hospitality and welcome of so many Episcopalians in this space. I have served as a General Convention deputy representing you at two General Conventions. It was tiring work, but it was well worth the vacation time that I had to take. I have cried with you at your losses and celebrated with extreme joy weddings, confirmations, baptisms. And as the archdeacon convener of deacons, I have tried to provide times of education, times of pastoral care, and times of fun to the Order of Deacons. I have been graced with their support and love, and the group will be truly missed. A little bit of trivia, the order of deacons in this diocese have given ourselves a name. Anybody have a guess of what a group of deacons is called? We call ourselves a bother of deacons. Of course, there will be leaving of family as well. And my mother, my brothers, my nieces and nephews, they're all still here. So we keep telling people, my family's here, we will be back. What's going to be particularly hard is that my niece is expecting her first baby in August, and we will probably miss his arrival. So you see, there will be many tears shed, as there already have been. Todd and I have said to each other this coming week will be an emotional roller coaster, as many people have tried to schedule a last meal with us to say goodbye. But this is exactly what community is all about. It's about a love of sisters and brothers in Christ that is strong and it's intimate. The relationships that we have formed here in St. Louis have enriched our lives, and it truly makes us understand how Jesus brings individuals together to create a greater community for good. As it states in today's gospel, Jesus gave the disciples a commandment to love one another. And we have certainly loved you all as well. In doing this, we have proven to a broken world that we are disciples of Jesus. I find it right now very exciting to make this move. But there are times at night when the mind races that the fear sets in. But as a disciple, I have to remember that God is in control here. It's easy to stay where you are, but God calls us to something new. God calls us to new vineyards to work for God. And that takes away some of the anxiety. Remembering that God is with us, as the epistle states, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. See, I am making all things new. God will be with us in Washington State, just as God has been with us here in Missouri, and God is with you here in Missouri. So we leave with tears from missing you already, but with joy in a new adventure, trusting that God will care for us and provide new things for us in both of our ministries. God is going to be with us, and God is going to be with you, as God always is. And as we all know, the Episcopal Church is just this big. So we will run into each other through other works of the church. So it's not really goodbye, but till we see you again. We will all pray for you, just as we know you will be praying for us. God bless you all. And Kathy, I've got one thing to give you. Back when I was made head acolyte and head verger, I received these. These are the keys to many rooms, including a key to the old sacristy lock that's been removed, but I still have it. I've got a key fob that doesn't work anymore since they took that key out. But as we move, I won't need these. So I want to give these to you to give to somebody else as they begin their ministry here. Thank you all for our experience here with you in the diocese and with you here at the cathedral. We love you all. Amen.